After briefly exploring the history of regenerative agriculture in the previous topic, the focus of the current lesson will shift to examining the definitions of RA. As we progress, you will come to understand that I'm referring to multiple definitions rather than a singular one. Therefore, the key question of the present topic is, what is regenerative agriculture? The reason why I previously mentioned definitions is that there is no consensus around any particular definition. In the initial and ongoing endeavors, challenges have arisen in establishing a precise differentiation among regenerative, organic, and other forms of alternative agricultures. The Rodale Institute, in fact, persists in using the term regenerative organic agriculture, underscoring the complexity of delineating these agricultural approaches. The starting point for defining RA is the definition of Robert Rodale we have already highlighted during the previous lesson. Robert Rodale stated that RA is an agriculture at increasing levels of productivity that increases our land and soil biological production base. Some authors took the Rodale's definition as a reference and proposed more broad or more narrow definitions, highlighting or developing one or more elements of the original definition. For instance, certain authors have underscored the concept that regenerative systems are semi-closed, denoting those designed to minimize external inputs or the external impacts of agronomy beyond the farm. In the slide, you can see a closed system. According to that definition, RA system should point to the depicted system as much as possible, even obtaining a semi-closed one. An alternative viewpoint defines regenerative systems based on the minimization of energy inputs, notably fertilizers and fuels, within agricultural practices. This perspective underscores the essence of recycling pivotal elements in agriculture to the utmost extent. In this light, the emphasis is not solely on the end outcomes, but also on the means of achieving them. The core principle revolves around reducing the reliance on energy inputs traditionally employed in agriculture. By doing so, regenerative systems aim to create a more sustainable and self-sufficient agricultural ecosystem. This definition places a spotlight on the critical aspect of resource efficiency, portraying regenerative agriculture as a dynamic system that not only strives for enhanced outcomes in terms of soil health and biodiversity, but does so through a conscientious reduction of inputs, aligning with broader goals of environmental stewardship and resilience in the face of contemporary agricultural challenges. Divergent perspectives on regenerative agriculture abound, with varying definitions shaping its identity. Burgess characterizes it as more than just a set of principles and practices, framing it as a comprehensive framework that not only yields agricultural products, but also actively contributes to carbon sequestration and biodiversity enhancement on a farm scale. In contrast, TerraGenesis International adopts a broader lens, perceiving regenerative agriculture as an overarching approach. For TerraGenesis, the emphasis extends beyond individual farms to encompass a systemic strategy that heightens biodiversity, enriches soils, improves watersheds, and augments ecosystem services. This divergence in conceptualization underscores the nuanced nature of regenerative agriculture, where interpretations range from a localized farming framework to a holistic and interconnected approach with broader ecological implications. Such diversity in perspectives contributes to ongoing discussions surrounding the role and definition of regenerative agriculture in the broader context of sustainable and regenerative practices within the agricultural landscape. The fundamental question arises, is regenerative agriculture an ultimate goal in itself, or is it a means to achieve a broader end? Burgess highlights various definitions of regenerative agriculture that emphasize the concept of enhancement, such as the improvement of soil organic matter and soil biodiversity, enhancement of biodiversity, soils, watersheds, and ecosystem services, augmentation of biodiversity and biomass quantity, and promotion of soil health. Carbon on the Ground contends that the definition of regenerative agriculture should center around its outcomes, asserting that there is growing consensus for a unified, standardized definition. This definition would encompass food grown through regenerative practices, aiming to restore and maintain natural systems, including water and carbon cycles. The overarching goal is to enable the land to consistently produce food in a manner that fosters human health and contributes to the long-term well-being of the planet and its climate. We found again that Rodale Institute, that advocates for a holistic systems approach in the realm of regenerative organic agriculture, expanding its vision to encompass innovation and overall being. Their perspective extends beyond the immediate agricultural context, proposing that regenerative organic agriculture should serve as a catalyst for continuous on-farm innovation. This innovation, according to the Rodale Institute, should be multifaceted, addressing environmental, social, economic, and even spiritual dimensions of well-being. This holistic outlook positions regenerative organic agriculture as a dynamic and evolving system that not only seeks to enhance agricultural practices, but also aspires to contribute positively to broader aspects of human life and societal harmony. In line with this philosophy, the Regenerative Organic Certified Certification Scheme was established in the USA in 2017. This initiative, operating under the Regenerative Organic Alliance, boasts the active involvement of the Rodale Institute as a key player. The ROC certification signifies a commitment to a comprehensive and regenerative approach, emphasizing not only organic practices, but also innovation and the promotion of holistic well-being across diverse domains. The certification process for regenerative organic agriculture revolves around three fundamental pillars: soil health, animal welfare, and social fairness. These pillars serve as the cornerstone of the certification, with the premise that each can be effectively assessed using existing certification standards. The emphasis on soil health underscores the significance of nurturing and enhancing the vitality of the soil ecosystem. Meanwhile, the attention to animal welfare ensures ethical treatment and human practices within the agricultural framework. Social fairness encompasses a commitment to equitable practices and considerations for the well-being of the human elements involved in the agricultural processes. This novel certification framework, known as Regenerative Organic Certified, ROC, emerges from a perceived necessity to transcend the confines of existing standards, particularly those outlined by the USDA Organic Certification Scheme. The imperative for a comprehensive approach that goes beyond organic criteria propels the establishment of ROC, signaling a paradigm shift towards a more holistic, sustainable, and ethically grounded model for agricultural certification.